This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. A study in tomorrow's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association looks at how home HIV tests are working. They were approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 1996, and the researchers gathered data about how they were used during their first year. The test kits cost between $30 and $40. They can be bought at a drugstore or directly from the companies that make them. The study of how the home HIV tests are working was written by Dr. Bernard Branson.
You call in to the company to register your test and to get some information about HIV testing and some of your questions. Then there's a device inside which allows you to prick your finger to obtain some blood. You apply these spots of blood to a piece of filter paper, let it dry, and send it off to the laboratory.
And you wait how long for results?
They actually have two different formulations. If you Federal Express it, you can get results in 3 days. If you send it through the regular postal service, they say your results are available in 1 week.
And let's say that you are negative. Most people, indeed, are negative. And you call the phone number. What happens there?
At the current time, if your test is negative, you are connected directly to a recorded message with your test results and post-test counseling, which does then also give you the option to speak to a counselor if you have additional questions or if you want to talk to someone about your test results.
If you're positive, and this is the big controversy when these tests first came along, that you would be getting sort of a cold-hearted recorded message that you're positive. People were worried about that. What happens now if you're positive?
Everyone who tests positive, and actually a percentage of the people who test negative, are connected directly to a counselor. And the counselor asks you some information about where you're at, what your circumstances are at the time, provides your test results, and gives referrals for specifically tailored referrals for medical follow-up.
Does the information that the counselor provides seem to be helpful to those who are calling in?
A lot of people do accept the referrals that they receive and find them useful. The nature of the conversation has to do with their concerns are, what they should do about notifying partners, things like that. And so from that perspective, they seem to find it useful. We haven't had the opportunity, well, actually, there is no way, because this is an anonymous testing system, to actually interview people who have used the system to find out how useful they think it is.
In terms of the numbers, what percentage are testing positive?
It looks around 1% of the people who are buying this kit tests positive. Currently, in publicly funded counseling and testing, which is targeted toward high-risk people, among those people who were previously negative and among people who've never tested before, we're also seeing about 1% test positive.
Would you say, Dr. Branson, that after this, this is a test of the first year of the availability, 1996 through 1997, that this looks like this is a product that's going to stay around and be useful?
It does appear from our information on the people who used it during the first year that it is useful. And so I'd like to say that it continues to present an option for people who have not taken advantage of other options.
Would you have a preference that people actually go to clinics as opposed to a home test?
I think that I have a preference for people to find out what their HIV status is. And people have different motivating reasons in different circumstances for getting tested right now. And so I think that anything that helps us in our goal to make sure people know whether or not they are HIV infected is a good thing.
Thank you, Dr. Branson.
Sure.
Bernard Branson is with the Division of HIV AIDS Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.